So Angela McGowan, Chief Economist with the Northern Bank. We're here today at NICFA's kind of conference, Creating the Good Economy. Petrol prices are on their way up. House prices seem to be on their way down. How bad is Northern Ireland's economy?
We're certainly in a very challenging place at the moment. There's no doubt about that. And certainly households are feeling the pinch. Certainly the Northern Bank has seen that. Our consumer confidence survey, you'll see the slides up here today, plummeting really. Really very low confidence. And of course things that are happening in Europe at the moment don't help that. The fact that the political leaders haven't managed to come out with a consensus on the way forward and how to resolve this very fast. So tough times and difficult conditions out there. But maybe it's a great time to have a conference like this about how we can actually drive the economy ourselves and take a bit more control of it.
So NICFA, looking after kind of voluntary organisations and so on, not a group of people who are normally associated with actually trying to change the economy or to drive it?
No, and I think probably if you think about the mood internationally about people wanting to be more involved in their economy, and you think about comments, for example, from the former President Clinton when he was here up at McGee College last year, and he talked about everybody should actually have a good understanding of the economy, how it works and what their role is, because everybody does have a role, and I think that's what today is about.
Does the voluntary sector feel the economic difficulties differently to kind of businesses and larger enterprises and things?
I think they're the same in that, businesses are finding it very difficult at the moment, households are finding it very difficult, and this sector will be no different. I'm sure they're finding it particularly difficult. Charities, for example, are finding difficult to raise funding for people with particular needs, etc. So there's a lot of difficulties out there in the voluntary sector. It's certainly not immune, probably even more vulnerable than the rest.
And do you have any advice you're going to give them this morning, or any tips?
Well, I'm going to actually just throw out some ideas today about, we have to think about what kind of an economy do we want. If we look at maybe other, for example, Scandinavian economies, people are happy there to pay higher taxes because they want those high education, high health benefits that governments provide. For example, when a political party there says they're going to reduce taxes, they don't get voted in. So we have to maybe think about, we want this health service, we want our education, but do we actually want to pay for it? Because you don't not pay for it and have them arrive for free.
That'd be a really different mindset though, to actually have, if you like, voters having economic sense.
Yes, exactly.
Do you think that's possible in a kind of a very conservative
Well, I think days like this will actually help that to happen, because again it's bringing economics to a large amount of people that aren't familiar with it, and it's making them more informed, and that's what this is all about.
Okay, well, people are starting to enter the hall, so we better let you go and get ready. Thank you very much.
Okay.